This is Foresight. A program on how to worship Allah.
Allah, 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 Allah.
Today's great tip, what are the secrets of reminding oneself of death when it comes to the enhancement and the optimization of our servitude to Allah, our ubudiyya? So, dear listeners, one of the most important things that a person who wants to increase and enhance their ubudiyya is to constantly remind oneself of course, various things. Reminders that really enhance, optimize, increase, and strengthen and purify our ubudiyya, our obedience and servitude to Allah. Reminders, of course, which do not stem from my humble self, but these are reminders which stem from the words of Allah in the Holy Quran and via the words of the Messenger of Allah and His holy progeny, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. These are words of advice and suggestions that we should remind ourselves in a constant manner, in order to continuously be able to traverse this spiritual journey of ubudiyya and this spiritual journey of the obedience to Allah. So, for example, we find that the Quran is also known as a reminder. In the Quran itself, it has at times referred to messengers as a reminder, or it has referred to the messengers giving reminders. So we very humbly put forth to remind ourselves of death, and of course death not being the last door, but being one of the first doors towards our eternal life. And again, reminding ourselves that we will leave a lot of these, if not all of these material things, behind in this temporary world. We will not take them with us to our grave. The only thing that we will take with us in our journey towards our Lord, our nourishing Lord, of course, is our actions, whether they are good or they are bad. Of course, then the next step after death is the Day of Judgment, and how it is on this day that these actions which we have taken from this world are going to be scaled and measured and taken account of in the grand court of justice of the Almighty Allah. Of course, knowing that the things that we do and the things that we don't do will be taken into account, this really does change one's way of thinking, and it changes one's outlook on life. Just as the idea of death also changes one's outlook on life.
Ya Allah, ya Allah, ya Allah.
Ya Allah, ya Mannan, haqqiq
amali. IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.com.
Ya Allah, ya Rahman, haqqiq amalina, waffiqna fi kulli an fi ma sa'ina.
أجب دعائي يا رجائي بالرضا والخير أنر طريقي مع صديقي باحترام الغير
يا الله يا رحمن حقق أمانينا وفقنا في كل آن.
Dear listeners of the program Foresight, my name is Muhammad. Today, I'm going to read to you an excerpt from Munajatul Muridin, which means the whispered prayer of the devotees.
I'm
O God, I ask you to place me among those of them who have the fullest share from you, the highest station with you, the most plentiful portion of your love, and the most excellent allotment of your knowledge. For my aspiration has been cut off from everything but you, and my desire has turned toward you alone. You are my object, none other. To you alone belongs my walking and my sleeplessness. Meeting you is the gladness of my eye, joining you the wish of my soul. Toward you is my yearning, in love for you my passionate longing, in inclining toward you my fervent craving. Your good pleasure is the aim I seek. Vision of you is my need. Your neighborhood, my request. Nearness to you, the utmost object of my asking. In whispered prayer to you, I find my repose and my ease. أغيث سادتي صبا يدوب بكم وينضحك وفي طلب الرضا منكم لو الغايات تتفق أن العبد الفقير على غرامي أنتم على ما
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's great to have you with us. Now, in continuation to what we were talking about, which, of course, were these certain reminders that we have been suggested and these certain reminders that we have been advised, which help us to enhance and optimize our ubudiyya. And the last reminder, dear friends, that we wanted to talk about on the show is this reality, this truth, this realization that the world is a temporary residing place and that the hereafter is in actuality the residing place which is eternal. In the Holy Quran it says, خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا, they will remain there forever. Now this خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا can be in the, God forbid, in the fires of hell, or this خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا, this remain and abide forever, can be in the gardens of paradise, inshallah. Now, the more we realize that this world is temporary, then we begin to detach our hearts and our soul and our love from this world. Why would you love something which will deteriorate and finish and diminish and extinguish? But on the other hand, we have a love, an eternal love, or we have the hereafter, for example, which is eternal. Why would we not work towards something which will last forever? And why would we not love Allah who will last forever, who is forever, who is the first and the last? And of course, a love that will not betray us, as the love of the dunya will betray us, the love of the materialistic world will betray us. These very simple, but I believe life-changing reminders, and if we remind ourselves constantly about these things, again, death, the day of judgment, and this reality that the world is temporary and the hereafter is eternal, these reminders will help us to increase, enhance, and optimize our servitude and obedience to Allah. It will increase and enhance our ubudiyya.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.com.
So it's, I mean, sometimes when I drive in Southern California, you have to think about death all the time.
I think about death very often. I'm from Compton. My uncle told me that I'd be dead before I was 18.
Take advantage of the time that you have now, because it's going to happen to every person, guaranteed. It's happened to everyone before us. There's nothing special about us now. Men have died forever. I wasn't really scared of dying until I got married and had a daughter. I didn't really, it wasn't a concern, you know. Then I had a baby and I said, well, what would happen to this baby if I die? Who will be taking care of it? Who's going to teach it?
I do think about death, but because of my kids, it's such an, before it was not an unpleasant thought. I was content with it. I was comfortable with it. So my own mortality is not the issue. My own mortality is not the issue. I'm not comfortable with the concept of my own death because of my children. I think it's not even honest for me to say I can't think about it. I think it's more honest to say I do think about it and I push it away. I push the thoughts away. I shouldn't do that.
These bodies, as amazing as they are, is the most amazing things they can do. And Allah said that we're the best of His all creation. They are just at a heartbeat away from death. And so, I mean, I'm also a lifeguard, so I do some occasionally life-threatening things, you know, going down, diving to rescue people in water I can't see in front of my face.
I read more about death and the hereafter, and it scares me.
I've always thought about death and how, you know, my family would react and the loved ones around me, and I would never want them, like, although it's death comes to everybody, but I'd never want to see the people around me, like, become sad and suffer or mourn over my death, but I'd want to enter death in a peaceful way.
There is a dua. Allahumma ij'al khayra ayyamina yawma liqa'ik. Oh Allah, make the best days of my life is the day I meet Allah. All I hope for is I pass away from this life with Allah's satisfaction, with Allah's rida, and I believe I am prepared for it, and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make the best day in my life is the day I depart from this life.
How would I want to go? I want to go with my last prayer being my purest, my last action being my best, and to give all my wealth and my life for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no matter how great the consequences, which is ultimately my life.
Okay, but it might be gruesome. I want to be tortured, you know? More like, not torture, but like a painful death, because you have a painful death that takes away from your afterlife, any punishment you get in the afterlife.
They talk about those people that when they're dying, sometimes they smile because they see, like, Jannah, like they see the angels. I know I want to go like that. I know I want, if anyone's watching me, I know I want them to tell my parents or whoever's still around, like, she was smiling when she died, so.
I ask Allah that if you want to take, you know, when the time comes, that I will be healthy in a way, meaning is I'm not dependent on anyone in my family. And to take me when I am maximizing my potential in terms of the service that I can do to the Muslim community overall.
And in preparing for death, I try my best to prepare myself to be pleased and excited to meet my Lord, as opposed to wanting to ask the angel of death to let me stay one more day.
I was thinking about that on my way here. I was thinking about that, and I prayed that I ask Allah to not just let me die in a state that He's pleased with, but in a state that He would love me to die in.
What I want to die is with the words, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, the last things that come out of my mouth.
I would love to go while I'm praying. But it can happen anytime. So that's why
I would like to remember Allah at all times.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. Until another episode and another great tip, fi amanillah, and God bless you all. Ya fuadi da'asi wallah fawid al-amra lillah.